Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Sunny skies today with a chance for storms. Highs around 94, southerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Slight chance for storms tonight, lows dip down to about 64. 94 tomorrow. Temps a bit above average Sunday and Monday with highs in the upper 80s to the low 90s. Slight chance for storms Monday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, it's 80 degrees.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Hi, I'm Brock Wilson. Here are today's headlines from 12 News. The Kansas Department of Transportation is reminding you to share the road this summer. The annual Biking Across Kansas ride begins in southwest Kansas today. Over the next 8 days, cyclists will ride from the Colorado state line to the Missouri state line in southeast Kansas. The Kansas Department of Revenue says your state refund could be delayed. The agency says it's dealing with budget constraints, meaning it could hire extra workers to help process tax returns. The former Coldwater mayor who pleaded guilty to voter fraud is now out of jail. The attorney for Joe Ceballos confirming his release to 12 News Thursday. Federal authorities moved Ceballos to the Chase County Jail after he turned himself in to a Wichita ICE facility. In Wichita, Brock Wilson, 12 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
Real talent is defined by what people can do, not where they learn to do it. So by stopping at the education section of a resume, you might throw away the perfect hire. You might miss someone who has valuable skills to offer to help your business thrive right now and in the future. Because the truth is this, Skills First Hiring helps you see talent others miss, like more than 70 million stars, skilled through alternative routes. When you let their story unfold, you gain a competitive advantage, because hiring managers who start with skills are 60% more likely to find a successful hire. See the real person, complete. See what others miss. Hire skills first. Learn why it's a competitive advantage at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
I'm Joanna. Your KQNK News is brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. It's time to recognize some outstanding student achievement at Northern Valley High School with a second semester honor roll. Earning a 4.0 GPA honors this semester are freshman Levi Black and Jeremiah Kirkland, sophomores Hayden Cox and Lucas Hansen, juniors Jordan Cox, J.C. Gebhard, Iris Skimper, and Trista Smith, and seniors Owen Hammond, Maverick Rogers, and Gavin Talheim. Students earning honors with a GPA between 3.50 and 3.99 include sophomore Renee Horacek, Kylie Ledbetter, Griffin McKinney and Tayton Talheim, and seniors Brooke Preston and Catherine Spear. Receiving honor roll recognition with GPAs between 3.0 and 3.49 are freshmen Brielle Britton, Cash Compton, Jaden Johns, Bryson Wilder, sophomore Abby Samuelson, junior Maddie Wilder, and seniors Audrey Matthews, Clay Van Patten, and Aiden Keith. Congratulations to all Northern Valley High School students who earned honor roll recognition for the second semester. Your hard work, dedication, and commitment to academic excellence have certainly paid off. Keep up the great work and best wishes for continued success. Governor Laura Kelly has announced 25 appointments and reappointments to a variety of state boards, commissions, and councils across Kansas. A local representative from the KQNK listening area will continue serving at the state level, as Mary Redman of Ellis has been reappointed to the Kansas State Library Board. The board works to support library services and resources statewide, advises the state librarian on policies and management, reviews regional library plans, and encourages cooperation among libraries through Kansas. The governor's appointments also include positions on the Kansas Sentencing Commission, the Kansas Commission for the Deaf and Hard of Hearing, the Agricultural Remediation Board, the Propane Education and Research Council, the Abstractors Board of Examiners, the State Board of Technical Professions, the Behavioral Sciences Regulatory Board, the Creative Arts Industries Commission, the Washburn University Board of Regents, and the Kansas Real Estate Commission. State officials say these boards and commissions play important roles in areas ranging from public safety and mental health to education, agriculture, professional licensing, and economic development. For residents in our listening area, Redmond's reappointment ensures continued representation from Western Kansas on the State Library Board as it works to support library services and access to information for communities across the state. The Wichita Police Department requests the Kansas Bureau of Investigation issue a statewide silver alert for a missing Wichita man. The whereabouts of 76-year-old Robert Sutter of Wichita are unknown, and the public's assistance is requested to help locate him. Sutter is likely driving a white 2023 Subaru Forester with a Missouri tag KM21J. He has Alzheimer's and is believed to be driving to Camdenton, Missouri from his home in Wichita. Sutter is a white male who's 6'2" tall and weighs approximately 190 pounds. He has white hair, blue eyes, and could be wearing a t-shirt and shorts. If you see Robert Sutter or his vehicle, please call 911 immediately. If you have other information about his whereabouts, please call the Wichita Police Department. I'll be back with more news after this.
Join our stellar team at Norton County Hospital. Looking for a workplace where compassion meets career growth? Look no further. If you're ready to embark on a fulfilling journey surrounded by supportive colleagues and opportunities for personal and professional development, we want you to be part of our family. Explore exciting career offerings and our comprehensive range of benefits, including CAPERS, on the Career tab at ntcohosp.com.
According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton City Council, the council met in regular session Wednesday, June 3rd, with Mayor Dale Jacobson presiding. Council members present were Andrew Black, Craig Everly, Gerald Jones, Dale Engelbert, Jim Miller, and Jason Jones. Others were present for council business or to observe. Motion was made by Dale Engelbert and seconded by Jim Miller to approve the May 20th City Council meeting minutes. Motion carried 6-0. A motion was made by Jim Miller, seconded by Jason Jones, to approve the May 18th Special City Council meeting minutes. Motion carried 6-0. Motion was made by Gerald Jones, seconded by Craig Everly, to approve the May 18th Special Town Hall meeting minutes. Motion carried 6-0. The following building permits were presented: Cody and Natalie Lanier, City of Norton, First State Bank. Joan Bolt and Gail Roy were present to update the council on the current status of the pickleball court project. Jeff Urban was present to discuss his concerns on water usage. The following old business items were addressed. Alex stated Jeff is continuing to work on the vehicle cleanup. City Clerk Alex McKenna reported the electric department is working on the generator installation. Based on the lead time on some of the materials, they hope to have it operational mid to late July. Alex also stated the water sewer department is down another staff member. However, they conducted an interview and extended an offer, which was accepted. A motion was made by Gerald Jones, seconded by Dale Engelbert, to approve the employment contract with Dallas Goslin for the position of city administrator as presented, and to authorize the mayor, city clerk, and city attorney to take all necessary actions to execute and implement the agreement. Motion carried 5-0, with Andrew Black abstaining. Assistant Police Chief Courtney Koss gave the department report. Andrew Black reported the Public Works Committee met to further discuss the Blue Cross Blue Shield Pathways grant for a sidewalk from the manor to the grocery store. A motion was made by Jason Jones, seconded by Gerald Jones, to approve Resolution Number 8-2026, a resolution making additions and amendments to the City of Norton Employee Handbook and Norton Personnel Rules. Jason stated this updates the on-call compensation policy as previously discussed. Motion carried 6-0. Jim Miller scheduled a utility committee meeting on June 16th. Dale Engelbert scheduled an ad hoc sales tax committee meeting on June 9th. Craig Everly scheduled a parks committee meeting on June 15th. Motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Dale Engelbert to approve appropriating ordinance number 11 as a whole. Motion carried 6-0. Motion was made by Jim Miller and seconded by Gerald Jones to adjourn. Motion carried 6-0. I'm Joanna. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all your health care needs.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. There are many livestock industries monitoring the first U.S. case of New World screwworm that was confirmed on Wednesday in a three-week-old calf in South Texas. Groups like Kansas Dairy Association are among the groups monitoring, but as Dave Lane, president of the Kansas Dairy Association, says, he wasn't shocked by the first U.S. case.
There's been so much activity on the other side of the border in May already, with a whole summer in front of us, so not a real shock. I will say, at least compared to High Path, we're way more prepared for it. People are already on the lookout, and people are clearly ready to move on it. I thought it was interesting that, you know, one of the things they mentioned in detection was navels on calves, and that is what hit on this calf. It wasn't, you know, the big some cow with a big gaping wound with fly eggs in it. It was a navel on a calf. So that should wake everyone up a little bit to those newborn calves.
Chelsea Good, the new executive director of Kansas Dairy.
You know, the producer did the right thing. They were being vigilant. They were looking for signs. They saw something, and so they sent it into the lab for testing. Really, most of the models showed New World screwworm coming to the U.S. kind of last summer, early fall. And so between industry and our state and federal animal health officials, I think we had an extra time to get prepared, and that's a good thing. And it's something where there is a plan in place to be followed, and this is a single incident, but I think it's something that as an industry that we'll have to be vigilant about, as with all things animal health. But the important thing, I think, from a consumer standpoint is just to know that our food supply is 100% safe. This is fully contained, and this is not a food supply issue. It's an animal health issue.
The three-week-old calf was located near La Pryor, Texas, in Zavala County, nearly 100 miles southwest of San Antonio. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
ValleyVet.com. Cattlemen, anaplasmosis is a disease that's all too familiar. This costly cattle disease is spread by ticks, horseflies, and such nasty little critters. Valley Vet Supply can help you select effective insecticides to control these ticks and flies, as well as the convenient application methods. From mist sprays and pour-on to cattle rubs and dust bags, Valley Vet has the proper insecticide choices and application tools. Check out the Bullmaster mineral feeders with kill cover lids and the popular CO2-powered insecticide guns, now with two insecticide options. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find exceptional value and a large selection of meds and more, shipped fast and free on most orders over $75. Find your ranching needs at ValleyVet.com or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet Supply.
Kansas Agriculture Network Weather.
I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on the Kansas Agriculture Network. Well, it does look like we can expect to see an above average afternoon ahead for the entire state for today. We normally should see highs in the mid to upper 80s for the most part, and instead it looks like we'll linger in the 90s across the state, upper 80s for the extreme eastern portions of Kansas this afternoon. It also looks like we can expect to see mostly sunny skies for most of the state, a little bit more of a mixture of clouds and sun once again for the extreme eastern portions and south central parts of Kansas this afternoon, maybe with just a few spotty areas of showers and thunderstorms in those areas as well. As we get to tonight, it does look like we can expect to see a little bit of a better chance for some showers and thunderstorms, it looks like, for the extreme northern portions of the state in the earlier evening hours, but then dissipating as we get to the overnight. And along with that, those areas are also expecting to see a marginal to a slight risk for some severe weather, with the main threats looking to be large hail and some damaging winds for tonight earlier on. A little bit of cloud cover for the evening hours in the northern portions of the state, and then dissipating through the overnight hours. Still looking at a little bit more cloud cover otherwise for the south central and southeastern parts of Kansas as well. Overnight lows expected to drop into the upper 50s to the 60s for the western portions of the state and into the low 70s for the eastern half. By Saturday, it looks like some areas still lingering in the 90s, north central and northwestern portions of Kansas, in the 80s for the rest of the state. It also does look like a few scattered areas of showers and thunderstorms coming in by the afternoon hours for south central, southeastern portions of Kansas. Otherwise, we can expect to see mostly sunny skies for the western half, and then more of that cloud cover coming in as we get through the later part of the afternoon hours for the central and eastern portions of Kansas. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
You say you'd never give in to a meltdown. never let kids' toys take over the house. And never fill your feed with kid photos. You'd never plan your life around their schedule. Never lick your thumb to clean their face. And you'd never let them leave the house looking like less than their best. You say you'd never put a pacifier in your mouth to clean it. Never let them stay up too late. And never let them run wild through the grocery store.
Clean up on aisle 6 and aisle 3.
So when you say you'd never let them get into a car without you there, no, it can happen. 1 in 4 hot car deaths happen when a kid gets into an unlocked car and can't get out. Never happens. Before you leave the car, always stop. Look, lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.